What you have is all you need for what God has destined you for right now. Use it. Shamgar was a farmer. Not only that, but Shamgar was a farmer with the odds stacked against him. Despite that, he didn't make excuses. He didn't wait until he had a degree in judgeship. He simply used what he had. After you stop making excuses, the next principle you can learn from the life of Shamgar is to advance one step at a time. Because Shamgar was a farmer, he knew this principle probably like he knew the back of his hand. He knew that planting one kernel of wheat would produce a stalk with three heads on it, and that each head would include roughly 15 to 30 new kernels, representing nearly 100 new kernels in all. Shamgar knew that when he planted those 100 kernels, they would eventually produce 10,000 kernels, which when planted would then represent a million new kernels. It is the principle of multiplication. We use it in business. We use it in strategy planning. We use it in evangelism and missions. But since Shamgar was so familiar with the principle of multiplication, he used it in battle. When we looked at Judges 3:31 earlier, we read that Shamgar killed 600 men. If you read that too quickly, you might not stop to think that one man killing 600 men really doesn't make much sense. Not only is it illogical, but it also doesn't seem possible. I don't care if he has a machine gun in his hand. He may get a few men, but one man up against 600 will eventually go down. So how did Shamgar topple 600 men and still remain standing? By taking them down one man at a time. It is the same way you lose weight, 1 pound at a time, write a book, one chapter at a time.